Andrew, what have you got for us?
Well, there have been rumours floating around for a couple of months now, and now these have been confirmed in a paper, that an experiment called Cogent has detected a signal which is consistent with it seeing particles of dark matter. So to explain that, we should rewind a bit to what these kind of experiments are actually trying to do. The idea is basically that you build what is effectively a huge target to try and catch a dark matter particle, because we think dark matter particles are all around us, streaming through us all the time, but they interact very weakly. So generally speaking, they can go straight through you or straight through the Earth, even, or straight through much larger astronomical objects without sort of directly colliding with any of the atoms in there. In theory, if you build a target that's big enough and you're careful enough about how you do this, it should be possible to detect dark matter particles just occasionally, effectively, you know, bouncing off targets that you put there for them to bounce off. There are lots of experiments out there that are trying to do this and trying to see direct evidence for this dark matter stuff that astronomers have been claiming exists for several decades. Some experiments already have claimed to see a detection. Notably, there's an experiment called DARMA, which has been claiming for several years now that they see a signal consistent with coming from dark matter. But the trouble is other experiments have seen nothing, and so it's a very confused picture. And the way that the DARMA experiment claimed to see something that must be dark matter is they saw a number of events which could have been dark matter particle collisions, or it could have been some more boring particle colliding with their detector. The reason they think it's dark matter is because they see an annual modulation in the number of events they're seeing. So over the course of a year, the number of events goes from being large to being small to being large to being small again. And that's exactly what you'd expect to see, because if dark matter particles are coming through the solar system all the time, which we expect they should be, then just the effect of the Earth going round the sun would mean that the number of particles you expect to see at any time is dependent on which direction the Earth is moving at. So you get this change over the course of a year. So that was a DARMA result. It was hotly contested. And one of the things this Cogent experiment was supposed to do was to rule out the DARMA result. But actually, it's seen a signal that is absolutely consistent with what DARMA had been seeing. So it now seems that we've got these two experiments. They've both seen this annually fluctuating signal. It really does seem like maybe they are seeing a hint that dark matter really is there. But before you get too excited, there are other experiments out there which flatly contradict these results. So we're in this bizarre situation where we've got independent results from completely different experiments. Some of them point in one direction, some of them point in another direction. And it's very hard at this time to know what to make of these results. So as we seem to end up saying all the time, watch this space.
You know you're in very particular company when they describe cosmic rays as boring.
Yeah, that is true, yeah.